You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Namibia is going into space, in a manner of speaking, I suppose. There is a new project called the Namibia Spaceport Project that is being spearheaded by a company called QCon. It's a project that will see a lot of infrastructure development come through from Namibia in the form of a project that will be in space, and it will be managed by the Namibian Infrastructure Development and Investment Fund. And I have the privilege of speaking to the fund managers that manage this fund, that is EOS Capital, and I'm joined on the line by EOS Capital's Chief Investment Officer, Frederico van Wyk, to take a look at this new landmark project. Good evening, Frederico. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by taking a look at the project. How does a project like this come about? How do you get involved as a private equity business managing such a fund?
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy, and good evening to all the listeners. Yeah, exciting stuff. It's sometimes things happen fortuitously. I think we have invested into the ICT sector in Namibia. And when we started looking and spending time with QCon, the opportunity arose. And we closely started monitoring what was happening globally, you know, with the launching of a lot of networks, big players coming to market. And we just, you know, with SpaceX and Amazon and OneWeb and all of these big network operators, the financial and economics change. And so we saw a lot of these things going up in the sky, and we foresee changes in communication and AI-driven technologies. And it basically led to the pathway for us on exploring the viability and economic feasibility of, you know, putting up a spaceport in Namibia, which you know, Namibia has a lot to offer because of its low interferences with radio frequencies and stuff. And it came apparent that we could land a lot of these international network to Namibia, and especially with involvements of low orbit satellites. And that's how it came about. And we've been doing the feasibility studies for the past about 6 months or so, and engineering works and so forth. And we ran the initial numbers and it checked out, and this is where we are.
Frederico, how much does an infrastructure project like this cost? Because we're not talking about setting up satellites on the ground. We're not talking about just setting up infrastructure on some piece of land. We're going out into space. We're going into developing infrastructure there that might not serve just Namibia. It might serve other countries and other regions as well. How much is a project like this going to cost?
So Jimmy, that's the thing. We're only part of the value chain. So a lot of the capital gets spent by the big network developers. We play a key role in bringing that infrastructure and connectivity down to Earth and on the terrestrial level. And that's the space that we actually play in. So we're just facilitating, you know, connecting what is, you know, in the sky down on Earth, and distributing that, tying it up with terrestrial fiber to increase latency. And then this station then allows the connectivity to be, you know, to be distributed.
Certainly a very interesting development from that perspective. Frederico, I want to look at some of the other things that the Infrastructure Fund, or the Infrastructure Development and Investment Fund, does. These sorts of projects, obviously, as you say, come with feasibility studies, don't happen overnight. There's a lot that goes into it. But what kinds of projects are you looking at from a fund perspective that might be able to either add on to this kind of project or be in similar in line? And how do you go about that from an infrastructure development point of view?
Yeah, so we also own a fiber business, or we invested into a fiber business. And it's basically, these are ancillary benefits of closing that value chain when it comes to digital infrastructure. So Namibia is a very sparsely populated area. I mean, Africa in general. So getting fiber to all corners of Africa is very expensive. But we can use the fiber and tie that into, you know, something like what we're doing with the gateway, and improve the connectivity to all corners of the country. And that's basically our strategic positioning that we took in this. I mean, this space landing could give connectivity to to Angola, Botswana, and to a larger extent the Northern Cape on how we're positioning the secondary sites of the landing. But it's facilitating what's happening globally. A lot of this LEO infrastructure is being driven by big players through Amazon, through their Project Kuiper with SpaceX and Starlink and OneWeb. And so, certain sectors from a macro point of view in Namibia is expanding or growing, and even in South Africa as well with all the major oil finds. And certainly a lot of things is happening in the entertainment industry. A lot of things is happening from a, Earth observation point of view. I mean, I just, out of interest, I read an article that says the since, disasters and droughts have been measured in the since the 1980s. In 2023, there were more reported, disaster and droughts and floods. So I think we're living in a world where we need to prepare for a lot, and these type of technologies just position us to manage all of that. And so that is our strategic view of how we got involved in this, and even from a portfolio point of view.
Frederico, I want to look at the impact of these sorts of projects. I mean, we can look at obviously the physical impact of having new infrastructure development, but what about the economic impact beyond that and what it means for development of the SADC region? I mean, you touched on the fact that this isn't just for Namibia. It has got benefits that can be translated into other neighboring countries in SADC, but where do we sort of have the conversation around the impact on jobs, the impact on capacity building, the impact on, as you mentioned, improving the overall state of infrastructure in SADC?
Yeah, so this piece of infrastructure has a critical component to play when it comes to connectivity. So that is a catalyst for industry growth. So you'll have these areas outside out of the city boundaries. And what is Africa faced with? Africa is faced with an underserved banking market. And so you need to improve the connectivity, and you need to do it economically to facilitate that industry growth. As soon as you get the informal sector part of the banking system, and the banking system and people get access to funding, it has a whole filter through effect, and even access to information. So that is this is what it can do ultimately in the growth of industries, facilitating technology. I mean, the fourth industrial revolution is all driven about lower marginal cost of doing business. And this is exactly what is needed to facilitate that. I mean, you could go out and think about, point of sale devices, IoT, agriculture. You can, the world is endless on what you can start to facilitate from a technological point of view if you improve the digital connectivity of Africa.
Frederico, when we look at the spaceport project, is it something that we can replicate, and is it something where we can say perhaps there's a station in Namibia, there's a station in South Africa, there's a station somewhere else north of Africa, and then we somehow manage to link the stations? I imagine there would be some level of integration that at some point we can improve global connectivity through these sorts of projects.
Yeah, it's a point where we see, digital devices connecting directly to satellites. So you need to improve, let's call it the radius of connectedness. So this definitely needs to be replicated across Africa. We need to see it in different areas to facilitate the growth of this global satellite network. And I think I foresee a shift in telcos and tower networks. So at some point, they're forecasting, there's a World Economic Forum report out that is forecasting this industry to grow to $18 trillion by 2035. And Africa's opportunity is always there to leapfrog the rest of the world with technological advancement. And this is the type of infrastructure that's needed to facilitate that.
Certainly infrastructure that is needed to move us forward as a continent, and it's all right there, ready for us to take advantage of. Thank you so much for those insights, Federico van Wyk, who is the Chief Investment Officer at EOS Capital. That is the asset manager that is managing the Namibian Infrastructure and Development Investment Fund, investing in the latest Namibia spaceport project.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.